This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. You know, I really am done caring what Anderson Cooper on CNN or Joe Scarborough on MSNBC or any of the other network alphabet soup, fake news, legacy media types think. I really don't care. It's very obvious where they're at. There's no such thing as objective journalism at all.
What took you so long?
It's gone. Well, yeah. I mean, I've been over for a while, but my point is, on this Mueller deal, I don't really care what they think. I don't care what their spin is on it. What I do care about is I believe the audience that is represented fairly in the signals of our 550 K-Fire, 1100 the flag, KLTC, KTGO, a footprint extended by the, you know, apps that we have to get this all over. I talked to a farmer in Warroad yesterday. He said, I can hear it, but at night it starts to get, I said, you got the app? Oh, the app. You know? Oh, good. I won't miss any of it. You know, I mean, so there's other ways to listen. But my point is, the people that make up our audience collectively and What's On Your Mind are really the people that fooled the world when Donald Trump was elected. Now, I'm not naive enough to think that there are not people who are never Trumpers in this part of the world as well, or don't like the president, or Democrats never voted for a Republican in their life. I get that. But I'm saying, you know, people here did something in numbers such all across the nation where it was replicated, that elected Donald Trump. So I care about what you think. If Donald Trump's messing up, if he's doing great, if you have the Mueller report, how do you see it? Really, I don't care about anything else on the media. None of you should either. Care about what people that elected him and will have the chance to reelect him think about it. They're the ones that matter. So, Robert Mueller, statement yesterday, if we would have had enough evidence to say that he wasn't there, we would have told you it wasn't a crime. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. I got a bunch of texts here, too. The president also said some stuff about the border yesterday. We haven't played that yet, right? Todd, Kevin?
No, we have not.
Okay, so this was the president leaving for Colorado, giving the commencement address to the Air Force Academy today in Colorado. And he was outside the White House. He does something other presidents don't do. What do they do? Wave and keep walking, right? Ronald Reagan famously cupped his ear when the helicopter was going, saying, can't hear you, right? They're shouting questions. He goes over 9 times out of 10 and takes questions. Again, he's transparent. You know what he's thinking. And I don't remember how this came up, but he gave us a little preview about a big announcement that's coming. What do you think it is? Listen to that.
Probably today, a major statement on the border. This is a big league statement. But we are going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They will not meet. They will not do anything. They want to have open borders. They want to have crime. They want to have drugs pouring into our country. They want to have human trafficking. I'm going to be making a statement probably tomorrow, but maybe today. No, I'm not closing the borders. I'm doing something else. We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow. It will be a statement having to do with the border and having to do with people illegally coming over the border. And it will be my biggest statement so far on the border. We have brought something to the light of the people. They see now it's a national emergency, and most people agree. The Democrats agree, too, but they won't give us the legislation you need to fix it. Right now, when you catch somebody, you have to release them. They won't give us the legislation. Whether it's chain migration or whether it's lottery, they won't give us any. And the asylum procedures are ridiculous. No place in the world has what we have in terms of ridiculous immigration laws. So I will be making a major statement. I would say my biggest statement on the border, probably today or tomorrow. Thanks.
My biggest announcement ever on the border. What's he going to announce? What do you get out of that? You know what I'd love for him to announce? What I would just, I would absolutely love for him to say?
Build it. Fisher.
Yeah. We're done. We're done. We're doing this privately. If you can build it to our specs, show us your proposal. Go. Get it done. Look what Tommy Fisher and those guys did over a weekend on the side of a mountain. And the mayor down there trying to shut him down. Cease and desist. By the way, they didn't cease or desist.
Yeah.
They're continuing to build. Because,
good.
Yeah. There's even some dispute about whether or not it's, you know, they have the jurisdiction. I guess it's an old mine. It's an old gold mine that they're digging on. Anyway, some goofy deal. No, that fence is too high. Oh, what, we want a fence that people can jump over? Is that what you're looking for? I mean, who does this stuff?
I read this earlier, Scott. It says, whatever you may think are problems at the border, a wall does not begin to solve any of them. This wall was just campaign talk used by Trump to fire up certain people. It's a letter to the editor. And, you know, it's like, well,
wall doesn't solve any of them. You know what Donald Trump did just for this letter writer? Donald Trump did something very, very, very unheard of, very unprecedented. He actually listened to the people.
Bingo!
Who
he can't do that.
Do the job of protecting the border. It's called Customs and Border Patrol, CBP. These are the people that give their lives. They walk into the storm. They're the buffalo. They go into the storm, not away from the storm, when it comes to the bad guys trying to cross drugs, trafficking, everything else. I don't get it. I don't get it on the border. I don't.
You want some problems. I remember.
Folks, listen to this.
One of my favorites was Jan Brewer inviting Obama to come and look at the problem. He never showed. Never went. Not once.
No.
So, he showed, but he didn't care. He didn't even look at it.
And the actual wall that has been built under the Trump administration, that 2 miles of Cal Mexico, California, was authorized in the Obama administration. It took him 10 years. So I'd love for him today to say, you know what? I'm done. Corps of Engineers, you're out of it. DHS or the Pentagon, whoever, put the dollars in a fund. Give me 10 construction experts. Let them pick the people to build it. Go. Go to the builders that can actually do it. That's the announcement I'm hoping for. How about you? What are you hoping for? You tell us at 258-0550-701-258-0550. Let's talk about... let's talk about some of your comments that I have not got to on text. Breaking news, says this listener. Oh, more breaking news, guys. How'd we miss this? They sent us a breaking news alert.
We'll put it back together and let us know what it says.
President Trump to start deporting Democrats. Mexico responds by starting to build border wall. That's a joke there. It's kind of funny. That's where you laugh. I listened to Anderson Cooper last night, and it's so sad they cannot accept facts, but they always try to cut down the president. It's so sickening to watch, I turned it off. I wish just once he would have Trump supporters on and look at their point of view. Well, no, that'd be objective. That'd be actually what journalists like him are supposed to do. Why do you watch it? I mean, I maybe one day out of 100 turn it on just to see how bad they're whining. It's good entertainment to have a good laugh. But otherwise, I don't watch it. Why would you watch this? It's not credible. It's the Trump-hating channel. Legally speaking, says another texter, there's a difference between being innocent and being not guilty. Although punishment is the same, none. That's true. I wish... people would focus on the fact that the Russian collusion was the reason for the whole investigation. Barack Obama knew about Russian attempts to interfere with our election, did nothing about it, so he's actually the culprit. And Trump has been exonerated on it. So how can you obstruct justice when there is no crime? How does obstructing justice become a crime? Nothing burger. They're trying to take Donald Trump down by undoing my vote and your vote. Texter says, remember when Obama told McCain the election's over, John, I won. Have we ever seen in our lifetime such a bunch of crybabies? We wonder why young people nowadays are so offended by the term snowflakes. It comes from the top. You would think after nearly 3 years, someone would have come forward and said, yes, Russia convinced me to vote for Trump. The Democratic Socialist Party has failed and will fail again, trying to convince people Trump is bad, while we are to believe any of the 25 running are good. Bottom line, they can't beat Trump. They know it. All they have left is trying to throw doubt to the voters, and the people aren't buying it. Are you telling me hope and change wasn't a cult? Interesting take there as well. Want your take here. Mueller reaction, and what does Trump mean on the border? Tell us.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crew, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crew. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let's talk a little bit about MyPillow for a number of reasons. One, I've never, ever, ever had a product that had such a positive impact on something so important to my health. I mean, if you're not getting good sleep, there are going to be health ramifications from that. They're just as simple as that. As your sleep goes, your health goes. And I was not a good sleep. You know, tossing and turning, getting the equivalent of, you know, four nights of sleep, and then you just don't feel well, and it's, it just doesn't work. And my pillow changed all that. It just, it's really amazing. A two-pack of My Pillow Premiums now is $69.98. That is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And I don't know about you, but you know those graduates? You go to those grad parties and you think, okay, they're off. And you just want the best for them. What a way to make sure they're getting good sleep and ultimately good health. Great grad party gift. Great wedding gift. Fabulous for birthdays. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com. The best deal ever from MyPillow. Caroline in Twin Valley, Minnesota is up next. And behind her, I have some lines open. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's let the people speak. Enough of the pundits. Enough of the talking heads. What do you think about Robert Mueller's report? How do you think this movie ends? I'm thinking a lot about that lately. Caroline in Twin Valley, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say, well, there was two things, but I think I'll skip the first one because it had to do with the Fargo Foreman. There's no hope for them anyway. But I wanted to say that Reverend Franklin Graham is asking for prayers for President Trump this Sunday, June 2nd. He wants prayers nationwide for President Trump.
Wow. Do you think that is timed for the events of this week? Do you think that's something they've been planning a long time? What do you make of that?
I've been getting this email most of the week, so I think it's just something that Franklin Graham finds is really important because he's talking that, you know, God has a hand in this and we have to keep praying for President Trump. To avoid snakes.
Right. That's pretty amazing. It really is. I'm just looking at a news story here. I don't know where that's from. Next Sunday, special day of prayer for President Trump. This was announced May 27th. Wrote on a Facebook post that he believes no president has been attacked as Trump has. He feels the only hope for him and this nation is God. Graham said more than 250 Christian leaders are joining his call for the day of prayer. He included a list of some of them on his website. Graham also of course, with Samaritan's Purse. This is a critical time for America, he wrote. We're on the edge of a precipice. Time is short. We need to pray for God to intervene. We need to ask God to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide the president, Franklin Graham wrote. His request comes a few days after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Trump traded insults and publicly questioned each other's fitness for duty, with Pelosi suggesting staff or family intervention for the good of the country. Wow. And there's a video message with it.
We'll pray.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. You know, Donald Trump's not president without an immense amount of prayer. I mean, there's no other explanation for Donald Trump as president of the United States other than prayer. Other than, you know, I had, you know, priest friends of mine. I would say, so, you know, I always struggle with this question. We got a vast world here. Does a president care about an election? Right? Does God care about an election? Does he, you know, I'm asking, right? I'm probing. I don't know. I'm just kind of curious. And he's, one priest friend of mine said, well, he could intervene, but I don't think he will. And afterwards I said, so what do you think? He said, well, he intervened. There's no doubt about it. I mean, look, Donald Trump started the night down in the New York Times analysis of all the tea leaves. 80% chance of losing, 20% chance of winning on election night. And it flipped. It absolutely flipped. And then at, you know, 2 in the morning, it was the exact opposite. And he was declared president with Michigan and Pennsylvania and all the rest of the states coming. Meanwhile, all kinds of prayer groups are out there specifically praying for him. And, of course, they were praying as much for the Supreme Court as they were for Donald Trump. This isn't about one person. This is about one person willing to do what needs to be done, right? And when he goes out and takes on Robert Mueller, no other Republican would do that. They would cower, right? The rest of them get their head handed to them by the swamp. So I think what Donald Trump benefits from is the prayers that really build armor for him to go in there and take the arrows, take the bricks, take whatever they throw at him. And ultimately, what does that mean? We the people can restore the highest court in the land. We the people can again stand up for the most innocent among us, unborn life. We the people can stand up for our military. We the, you know, go right down the line. Right, Caroline?
Yes, exactly. And some of that same stuff has happened in Minnesota with their last legislative session, where a lot of prayer and a lot of Christians intervening and speaking out, and a lot of this very awful stuff that the Democrats wanted to bring forward for our state this year was defeated.
Well, thank you for bringing to our attention that Franklin Graham was doing that. I wasn't aware of that. He had a neat effort a number of years ago where he went to every state.
Yeah.
And just it was kind of a day of prayer. I remember we took the broadcast live on a couple of our stations from the state capitol in Bismarck, and it was all about just sort of calling the nation to prayer. It was nothing political. It wasn't I'm for Trump. I'm not for Trump. Whatever. It was just you know, he's bold. He's bold. He's following in his father's footsteps, and I think that's neat. I don't know how you where do you go wrong with prayer? Where's the bad in prayer? Somebody might say, well, didn't get answered. My prayer didn't get answered. Well, maybe that was for a reason that you're going to find out, and maybe there's something better way. You know, you don't know. Not every prayer gets answered, but how is it ever bad to say, this is beyond me. I'm going to step, you know, and even if you think that's crazy, and I think some people do. I think some people listening to us right now, Caroline, think, this Caroline lady calling you and telling you that Franklin Graham is going to have a prayer day for Donald Trump, is that nuts or what? Why would you pray for Donald Trump? You know what he's done, you know, and again, the prayer is for our country. The prayer isn't for Donald Trump. It's for the fact that he is right now the leader, and he is taking on some things nobody else could. It's for the country. It's not for the president. And how anybody can think praying for the country is bad, go back and do some serious research on the founding fathers who designed a document that didn't come from them, didn't come from human beings, came from a greater power to lay out a great country that certainly has a chance to do something no other country has. We just got to keep doing it. And I think you only do it by the power of prayer. So anything else, Caroline, on your mind?
No, that's it. Thank you.
I'm glad you called and told us about it, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. And June 2nd, that's Sunday. Texter says, Scott, this movie ends with massive amounts of indictments for corruption and treason, not just in our country, but worldwide. It's coming, and people better brace themselves because it is going to happen. Maybe so. One takeaway that I haven't talked about yet about Robert Mueller yesterday, guys, that I had.
Yeah.
He looked like he, and sounded like he had seen a ghost.
Yeah, he didn't look good.
I mean, he was like, you know, this, you know, so again, when all this comes out, a lot of explaining to do by Robert Mueller.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker-Braddock. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel and diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
How does President Trump really feel about the idea of Democrats wanting to impeach him?
The word impeach, it's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
President Trump speaking to reporters outside the White House earlier this morning. Yesterday, after Special Counsel Robert Mueller made his first public comments since finishing his probe, he said, quote, if we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so in the report. President Trump says of Mueller,
I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump.
The president heading to Colorado to address graduates at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Severe weather expected again today from the Ohio Valley to Mid-Atlantic. Tornadoes could strike Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey. This is USA Radio News.
Aspen Dental is giving away free dental care to thousands of veterans, and with more on that is Dr. Anita Imawandi, a Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving. Thanks for coming on, Doctor. This is such a great program. Why do veterans, more than any other segment of the population, have the need for low-cost or free dental care?
Thank you for asking, and thanks for having me. For our veterans, our nation veterans, what we know is that for many of them, they're not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration, unless they're 100% disabled, have sustained a service-related injury to their mouth, or they were a prisoner of war. And so for our doctors at Aspen Dental, they wanted to do something about that, and that was in launching the Healthy Mouth Movement to help provide that necessary care for the veterans through programs like Day of Service. For more information, they can call 1-844-277-3646, or they can log on to healthymouthmovement.com.
A coalition for a secure energy future is an entity I talk about a lot on the program, and it's human nature to say, I turn the power switch on, and the power's there. So what's there to worry about? Right? That's just sort of how we're wired. But there is actually plenty to worry about, especially if we take it for granted, which is why the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is all about preserving and protecting the diverse set of energy resources, including dependable homegrown coal-based electricity, so you can continue to enjoy affordable, reliable energy. Flip the switch, it's on. So North Dakota and Minnesota group that does some really good work, their website has research and development, has coal facts, and has a way for you to get involved. There's also some real interesting information on carbon capture, as well as carbon utilization and carbon storage. This is cutting-edge technology. It's pretty incredible. All those resources right there. School up on it. Talk about it. It's the only way you preserve affordable, reliable energy. And get involved, because it's an industry that needs some friends. There's no doubt about that. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, our local telephone number. And let's see here. Texter says, your prayer may have got answered. He just said no. Right. That's an answer to a prayer. I'm going back to my earlier point. I mean, there are people that think prayer is like crazy, weird, whatever. And I guess they're relying on the fact there's nobody on the other end of the line, right? They're just saying, I'm talking into an empty telephone here. Nobody's there. But they have to make a decision to believe that. So here's my question. What if there is somebody on the other end of the line?
And you're not talking to them.
You know, I was just talking about affordable, reliable energy and sort of taking it for granted. I think we take for granted all the miracles that happen.
Amen.
All the stories that go on all the time. You hear about them. Oh, isn't that amazing? Oh, wow. I mean, the little boy at the Mall of America. They got thrown over the balcony, over the floor, and, you know, they all kinds of brain damage. They're talking about all kinds of, you know, special needs for that little boy going forward, if they could keep him alive.
2 weeks later, he goes home.
How do you think that happened? Isn't it an accident?
No.
So my point in it, and this caller's emailer's point, your prayer may have gotten answered. You just said no. Doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means there's a lot of things I prayed for I didn't get. But then I look back and I go, thank goodness I didn't, because then this prayer got answered. Texter, another one. Regarding Mueller's statement yesterday, I believe he's running scared and wants to muddy the waters. He's as guilty as Comey in stirring the pot, deflects the truth. Smart folks in our audience, smart folks. Here's another. You see, rats feed on each other. That started by arresting Hillary for treason and all those involved in the uranium scandal. Just fairly investigate everything. That's all I'm asking. I don't know if that uranium deal is a bad deal or not. We don't. No more than did somebody collude with Russia and the president didn't know about it, or, you know, what did happen in that meeting. Investigated it. Now we know. Now we know. If fair, objective people can just have this conversation, we'll be fine. We'll be just fine. All right. I'm going to stop reading texts until the phone lines are full. No more texts are getting read because you're cheating.
That is going to talk radio in the modern era. You and I just sit and read our pieces of plastic. The problem is, pretty soon we could just start faking texts and nobody's going to know whether they were actual texts or not.
Well, I think that happens in programs. It's never happened on this program.
I could name one that does, but I'm...
Yeah, and the thing is, I think the audience figures it out in a hurry. We get a lot of texts here, and I honestly, if I had, a chance to read them outside of the show where you're trying to, you know, take that call and do this and do that and, you know, really absorb them, they're brilliant. I mean, they're like a book.
Oh, yeah.
What we get in the way of reactions to different, you know, events. They're incredible. They really are. I really appreciate the text, but I much prefer a conversation than me just reading to you what people are saying. So get on the phone right now, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Got lines open. Tell me what you think about the Mueller report. I want your reaction, not the media's. And what is Donald Trump hinting about on this border deal? We played you the clip. Big announcement. He said his biggest announcement ever on the border. What's he going to announce? What do you want him to announce? I'm very curious. I want to know more. Off-air call. We'll take those. 855.
Hey, look. Robert Mueller, what he did yesterday was throw a political Molotov cocktail into the situation. The only reason that he's not doing this and going before Congress is because he doesn't want to have to answer the hard questions from the Republican leaders in that situation. He doesn't want to have to answer those questions because he knows. He knows that he will be in a tight spot, and it will make him look bad. Let's face it. The man is a coward. He's a Trump hater and a coward. I mean, like, he sold out the Marine Corps when he did this. He sold out his uniform and his honor.
Yeah, you know, I don't know enough about Robert Mueller to know, but I mean, it sure seems like that, right? I mean, you start talking about somebody selling out their honor as a Marine. You know, I think Robert Mueller, what he is a creature of the swamp. He's a creature of the swamp, 100%, no doubt about it. And that's what the swamp does. They get in that mob, and that's what they do. That's why they're scared to death of Donald Trump. He doesn't run with them. He doesn't play that way. It isn't his thing. And I think they're scared to death of what he could do. But guess what? He's doing what we elected him to do. That's what they don't get. They usually just have a check on what we want done. Look how long the border wall has taken. Conversation's been going on since Ronald Reagan. Good call. Thanks. Tom's on the road. He wants to tell us a little bit about what he believes Trump did to obstruct. Tell me, Tom.
So actually, my question is, what did he do? I haven't heard anything yet other than his discussion about, hey, maybe we should get rid of this guy. Or just because you talk about doing something doesn't constitute a crime. I mean, if everybody went to jail for what they think or what they said, I should fire this guy or I should fire that guy. I don't know, at least I haven't heard, that he actually fulfilled that or did anything to obstruct the investigation whatsoever.
Yeah, the facts in the Mueller report are stuff like this. He called Don McGahn in and said, Don McGahn, get rid of him. Fire him. Get him to step down. Mueller's got to go. Well, again, can you blame him? He knows the truth. He knows there's nothing there. He sees what's being leaked. He sees the game. He's saying this guy's he's not on the up and up. He's got to go. But Don McGahn did what probably every good lawyer does. Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Yep, I understand you're mad. Okay, sir. Let me check it out and sort of, you know, hit from him for the next 14 hours hoping he wouldn't remember. And nothing happened. It didn't happen. So I'm with you, Tom, telling Don McGahn, his legal counsel, fire the guy when it didn't happen. All the quote-unquote bad stuff he said, he maybe said out loud or thought about or put in a tweet, that is not obstruction, especially when there's no underlying crime.
Yeah, it just baffles me that they can look at impeachment for obstruction when I didn't see, I haven't heard anything that he's obstructed the investigation in any way, that he impeded the testimony by all the people they called in any way. How do they move forward with that?
They don't. That's why the Mueller report shut all that down. But yesterday was about trying to revive a little bit of it. You know, and about 18 Trump-hating lawyers there, I mean, some who worked on Hillary Clinton's campaign, were part of it going, Mr. Mueller, you got to do this, you got to do that. And he's a swamp dweller. So he's doing it all. That's the deal, Tom. Well said. Appreciate the call. Good question. Where's the evidence? Let me see it. Peter in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I'm just speculating about what Trump's big announcement is going to be. I phoned in a couple of months ago, and I just gave you some insight that what's going on in your country is there's a state of insurrection, and I think this is what Trump's going to do. He's going to declare a state of insurrection in order to deal with aliens pouring in across your borders, your southern border, and. And also in California, all the crime and the big mess in the streets, the piles of garbage and everything, and it's pretty bad. And then what the Democrats are doing, they're just like a pack of jackals hounding the poor man. You know, like this Mueller report, it's such a piece of crap. I mean, not to report this Mueller... interview or presser yesterday, where it was just designed to give the Democrats some more ammunition to keep this Russia thing going.
Yeah, very wise, Peter. So insurrection coming tomorrow. Declare, and I don't have a dictionary in front of me, but I believe what you've described as a scenario is exactly what's happening at the border. How else are we going to deal with this? He's just going to
That's right.
go away to deal it when he has a Congress that won't do it, when he has courts that are disregarding the Constitution. I'm 100% with you. Couldn't agree anymore, Peter. Thanks for the call. Thanks a bunch. All right, Gary and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Okay, I just wanted to comment on that Mueller stuff. The only reason this Mueller stuff took as long as it did is that all of them, Mueller and all of them Democrats were filling their pockets with money. And that was the reason this whole business started in the first place. They wanted to get a bunch of money from the government to fill their pockets.
What'd they get? $40 million? Yeah, you're right, Gary. It was like $40 million.
Oh, I think $35 million.
Yeah, $35 million. Wow, unbelievable. I'm with you. And you know, I mean, the government spends money, but what'd they get for it? You know, what was the ROI? Hello? Randy, on the road. You're next.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's glaring to me that nobody is talking about is these guys are all swamp dwellers, every one of them. What makes you think for one second that the corruption stops at the FISA court's doorstep? Why couldn't one of those judges, or how many judges were involved in it?
I think it's just a judge. I don't think it's multiple judges in the FISA court. But yeah, no, I hear you. How deep does the swamp go? You know,
they're all swamp dwellers.
They are. Hang on, Randy. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Dale and Ryan.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
For a few years, you heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann at BuickGMC.com. You're going to want to stop by in the Strip. By the way, plan on being with us June 14th, Flag Day at 10:08 a.m. A big dedication ceremony will take place. Start looking for what you want to drive now at SchwannBuickGMC.com, and then hang on for June 1st in the red, white, and blue sale. We're almost there anyway, so go ahead and figure out which one you want, then pop over SchwannBuickGMC.com.
David Horowitz is, I call him a big thinker. You know, he's quite a story. He was a radical, radical lefty. I mean, like militant lefty, and he's come completely the other way. What I appreciate most about him is unearthing what happens on college campuses around the country. It's phenomenal. He tweeted this, quote of the day, capturing the Democrats' position on obstruction. Quote, while we recognize that the man did not actually steal any horses, he is obviously guilty of trying to resist being hung for it.
Perfect.
Oh, goodness, right. That is a good one. I love it. I love it. All right, who's next here? Ryan in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go.
Hey, Scott. You know, listening to Mueller yesterday, all I can think of is, okay, he starts talking. He's very carefully crafted his words to not lie and not accuse Trump of anything, but cast a serious shadow of doubt over his being innocent, over his presidency, over everything else, without really touching it. And the Democrats were eating that stuff up. And when he said, I will not testify in Congress, I'm thinking there is no way in the world Jerry Nadler is going to even ask him. He is going to take that and run with it. Because if Mueller had to get up in front of the House Judiciary Committee and give actual testimony, be asked actual questions like, well, what evidence did you have? What do you suspect Trump did? And he couldn't answer any of that. Man, that, on live TV, that would tear them apart. And imagine somebody like Jim Jordan getting a hold of Mueller on live TV, the way he can break people down. Oh, my word. I knew right away, well into the speech, before it even ended, that there is no way Mueller is ever going to get up in front of Congress because of those reasons. He would be torn apart and everything that...
Well, didn't he physically look like he'd been torn apart even in the, you know, that at that podium yesterday?
He looked like he was on drugs.
I met him one time when he was FBI director, actually, at the White House. It was a July 4th party. There was a big fireworks celebration out on the lawn and everything else. They invited some talk show hosts there, and my wife and I were there, and, just a chance conversation. But I ended up visiting with him for a little bit. And, I always admire the guy's a Marine. You know, I look back at that service and just think, you know, stalwart law enforcement guy. But I looked at a guy yesterday, looked like he'd been co-opted by some aliens or something, that he's being put out there to do this. I give him more credit than that, but what you've just described is 100% exactly right. He went out and tried to say, yeah, I know what we said here, and I said it, but really you should be thinking about this. But every word of that report speaks for itself, and I'm not going to talk anymore. Well, what in the world are you doing?
He had Jerry Nadler's hand up the back of his shirt, treating him like a puppet dummy.
He might have, but Nancy Pelosi's wasn't, because she's pulling his hand out, right? So this is why I say there may be a blessing in disguise here. Careful what you wish for, because if they have this all-out food fight, to impeach, to not impeach, to impeach, to not impeach, whatever. Maybe this was designed to push it the other way in favor. Ask Bill Clinton how that worked out for him in a very different situation, where Bill Clinton was guilty of some very bad behavior, for the Senate to impeach him, but nonetheless they impeached him in the House and the whole hearings and everything else. Stay tuned, folks. This is going to get very interesting. I don't think the situation diffuses, though. I think it gets more dire before it's over. And I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Cheryl in Bismarck, and then Dale in Shelby, South Dakota. Cheryl, you're up. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. I'm concerned for Donald Trump's safety. I'm also concerned about the do-nothing people in Congress that will not stand up and support our president, the Republicans. Have you ever heard more than maybe two Republicans stand up and say he's doing a fabulous job for the country? They're chicken weenies. They are so afraid they're going to lose the next vote if they say something in favor of what Trump is doing. Anybody who stands behind Mitch McConnell and Mitch McConnell are scaredy cats. Mitch's wife has got a lot of money coming in from China, I'm sure. And these people are not Trump's favorite people. I am. I'm so proud of what he's doing against all odds. The Republicans, the most who should be behind him, have said nothing.
I would say this, though, Cheryl. And I'm still back on chicken weenies. You got me a little hungry. Maybe it's getting close to the lunch hour there, but they are chicken weenies. I hear you. A lot of them are. I have been very impressed with Governor Doug Burgum, Senator Kevin Cramer, Senator John Hoeven, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. We've got a strong bunch there that are stood now. I believe that's largely because they represent you, right? They represent you, Cheryl.
I'm not talking about our North Dakota people. I believe it. But what is Mitch McConnell? Has he said one thing other than, the guy should have been out 25 years ago.
It's the Republican Party in general. The chicken wing thing fits on a lot of them. They don't have the stomach for the fight, and the Democrats do, Cheryl. But you keep fighting with people out there, Trump will be just fine. Take a show. God bless you, folks. Out of time. See you tomorrow.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Learn more about all of our tours and travel at an orientation night, Monday night, 6 p.m. at the Sons of Norway, 722 2nd Avenue North, Fargo. Everyone is welcome. For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.